Welcome to the Learn Something Podcast, Episode 1. I'm your host, Damon Hill. Coming to you live Sunday night, November 7th, 2020. November 8th, my bad. First episode. Just letting everybody know. Thankful for people. Listeners, present listeners, past listeners, even though I haven't had a podcast before, I've dropped many previews and different videos, different fans. Big shout out to all of y'all. On our initial episode today, I think we're going to be discussing, I know we're going to be discussing a few topics. Recent 2020 election just declared a winner yesterday by Joe Biden, thankfully beating Donald Trump, putting this 4-year reign of terror to bed. I mean, there's a lot of people who are saying now that they don't have too much of an issue with Trump. I don't know how. Some people catching flack, namely Ice Cube, for trying to, so quote unquote, to some people, work with Trump, even though we know he wasn't working with Trump. I don't know how some people think he was, but there's no proof to show that he was working with Trump. I've asked people for video proof and print proof, but no one can show me. Mad because he took a meeting, or wanted to take a meeting, and didn't take a meeting with the Democrats. And before we go any further, big shout out to Kamala Harris, first black vice president, first female vice president, first black female vice president. A lot of history being made right there, giving young black girls and young black women, and even some older black women, hope for the future, knowing that a lot of times they are considered the least most protected entity in the country, which is the black woman. It's a big shout out. Like they say, they went from being called Mammy to Madam Vice President. But getting back to Donald Trump in his reign of terror that was quote unquote racially just really not good. True enough, he tried to pass through a whole lot of things he did under wraps. And a lot of people said, well, Obama didn't get things done, blah blah blah, but he got some things done too. It's just Trump was more overt because he had white privilege and racism behind it. And you got the Senate working with you. Come on, man. No opposition. Well, opposition, but the majority is behind you. Thankfully, though, that is about to be over with and done. I see where Joe Biden has already started to name a coronavirus pandemic team. A lot of people don't know it, but, you know, the presidency doesn't take effect until January of the following year. Joe Biden really needs to really be protected between now and then for an assassination attempt. I wouldn't put anything past the Proud Boys or white supremacists and Kamala. Her name is not Kamala or Kamala. It's Kamala Harris, even though they're trying to get her to identify as Asian American. We all know anything to not say she's black, that's cool. Big shout out to my sponsor, Too Much Sauce St. Louis. That's my family restaurant. That's my sponsor for my show. Too Much Sauce, St. Louis, 5249 Delmar. Fried chicken, shrimp, catfish, meatless wings. Please come by Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 10. Call ahead as all orders are cooked to order. All food is cooked to order. Call ahead 20 minutes ahead of time. Just to continue more on that subject, you know, a lot of people always say they were picking between the lesser of two evils, which to some degree is true. I don't identify myself as Republican nor Democrat. From both parties. Republicans are about economics, first and foremost. Democrats, they feel as though they just have the black vote in their pocket. And they don't do anything for us. In my existence, I don't see much. I mean, a lot of people don't know that blacks originally did roll with the Republican / Whig, W-H-I-G, Whig Party, because the Democratic Party was mostly Southern Klansmen. But there were deals made years ago. You have to do your research and learn something, and you'll see where Northern politicians from the North made deals with politicians from the South. And over time, the black vote went from Republican to Democrat. We'll go into that on another episode. One thing that you'll learn about me is that I love knowledge. Acquiring knowledge. Expressing knowledge. And sharing knowledge. One thing that I've learned over my times, sharing knowledge is one thing that's sorely missed in the black community. Don't get me wrong, it's done. It's just not done enough. It's more so done by women than it is by men. A lot of men don't understand about sharing knowledge. It's not about me trying to one-up you or anything. I know something and I want someone else to know it or learn it. No one's trying to show anyone up. But you want everyone to try to at least be somewhat on the same level, conversation-wise. But not even that. It's just about learning. Learning something on a daily basis. We can all learn something daily from many different sources. You may learn something from a toddler. I learned something from my grandkids. Other than that, I can't tell one of my granddaughters anything without her saying no, but that's neither here nor there. But you can learn from many different avenues. You know what the old saying says, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. N words don't read, which is not true. There are a lot of us that read and love reading. Yeah, I've been an avid fan of reading since I was a young child. Nothing more fun than exercising the brain, acquiring knowledge and gaining knowledge, expressing knowledge. My time, many people will say things like, you know, you're a smart ass. And so, like I tell them, would you rather talk to a dumbass? And if so, how long would you talk to him? And then, who's really the true dumbass? Think about it. Learn something. One thing that number 45 is going to be learning about is karma. You think he'd know, already know, with all the legal battles and businesses he's failed and lost over the years. But now karma is really coming back. 1,000 times stronger. Really different when you're trying to be the most powerful man in the world, supposedly. You have to have some level of intelligence, which the man doesn't have. In the slightest. It was an interesting campaign. A lot of wild things were being said. A lot of wild things were being done. But as usual, every 4 years you're going to see the candidates. For the most part, you see them out every now and then, but in the election year, you really see them. State level, city level, national level. Learn something. I'm pretty sure you've already seen that in your life. But one thing that we did learn, there are an extreme amount of racists still in this country. Think about it. In the state of Georgia alone, 70 million votes for Trump. Something like that. I don't think it was 70 million. No, not in the state of Georgia. That doesn't even make sense. Much too close of a race, which further lets you know how much racism is strong and alive in this country. We got a lot of work to do if we're talking about unifying. Segregating has still been there, even with the quote unquote integration. But with all the redlining that's done, there's an extreme amount of segregation still that goes on in this country. Your redlining is another form of Jim Crow laws. It's a way to keep people from moving to certain areas that are quote-unquote better, keep them in one region, and then you stop putting money into that region. And then, voila, you have a ghetto. Ghettos didn't always start as ghettos. Or should I say disenfranchised areas. All ghetto means is neighborhood. They try to put a negative connotation on it because that's where blacks tend to live. So that's what they call it. They give it a bad name. A ghetto. Barrio. Barrio, if it's Spanish. It's just another word for neighborhood. But since it's predominantly black, they'll call it the hood. Or the hood. There's no difference between a small area in town and country and a small area in North St. Louis. It's still a neighborhood. But if you stop putting money into it, it's going to be called disenfranchised. aka another word for poor. Another label that they always want to give to us. Like we're the only race that has poor people. All races have poor people. But for some reason, the only race that gets pub about it is ours. Why is that? We don't know. But hopefully, we'll be learning something and finding out why. Well, you will be. Someone can help me learn as to why that is. Once again, big shout out to our sponsors, Too Much Sauce St. Louis, and their upcoming pre-Thanksgiving comedy roast, open mic comedy roast, November 25th. That's at Legacy Books, 5249 Delmar, November 25th, open mic comedy roast session, aka Free Joni, which is where comedy started from. We met a lot of people. Once again, shout out to myself, St. Louis. Another subject that I would like to discuss outside of Donald Trump. And, well, not really Donald Trump anymore. Like I said, let's put more focus on Kamala Harris making history and moving forward as a nation. No more conversation about this bun. Pretty soon it'll be January 18th. Time to swear in old Joseph. Mr. Hands-on himself, if you know what I mean. If you don't know what I mean, look it up. And you might learn something. But another subject that I did want to speak on this first episode, which will be, and this is a subject that we will be discussing a lot, mental health. Mental health is a sorely under-discussed topic in the African-American community. Some people act as if seeing a therapist is crazy or something. I don't understand that. Talking about your issues or your problem with someone, how can that not make sense? If you feel as though you don't have an outlet anywhere, why not talk to someone who's actually been trained to do that? If you feel like my foot is broken, swollen, strained, sprained, you go and see a doctor who's been trained to know injuries to feet. There's nothing different. If you have an injury to your mental psyche, you get help for it. That should not be foreign to people. That should actually make sense. Like, wow, you're recognizing you need help mentally. That's not crazy. That's smart. That's strong. That's independent thinking. Knowing that, A, I cannot do it by myself. That doesn't mean I'm not a quote-unquote man or quote-unquote woman. It means I actually just need help at the time. Figuring out my mental status. There's a lot of people who cannot fully walk the line of being an adult. That's why you have some people who commit suicide. Some people who go crazy. Some people who succumb to stress problems, which sometimes and a lot of times lead to other health issues. And a lot of times it's because they don't feel as though they have an outlet. Some people turn to drugs. Some people turn to sex. You never know. And it's because they feel as though they don't have anyone who can understand their thoughts and their feelings. That's what I believe. Some of that is true. Some of that is based on my just opinion. But a lot of it is based on fact. That's what generally shapes my opinions. Facts. Not just emotion. That makes no sense. You have to base your opinions on facts. And if you find out you're incorrect, then you correct them. But when it comes to suicide and what makes people commit suicide, that's a unknown variable. Unless someone leaves a note, and then and you have to just go off whatever that note says. But sometimes you try to put pieces together from the outside, with the note or without, just thinking like what may have led someone to do this. Because who would want to take their own life? Just think about it. You would have to really be under a lot of pressure and strain mentally. Just tell yourself, this is it, I'm going to end it. A lot of us who are adults have been under a lot of mental stress and pain. Imagine getting all the way to that point where you feel as though you want to commit suicide. And I believe there are some people who believe they want to commit suicide, but they don't 100% fully want to do it. That's why they still, quote unquote, live. Because I believe if you really wanted to kill yourself, you would do it. That's just my opinion. I attempted suicide. Because we all know there are plenty of ways to make sure that you die. There's not too many people jumping off buildings and getting up. If you really wanted to kill yourself, I believe you would. I'm not advocating anyone do that. Not in the slightest. But you can feel as though you want to, but you don't act out on it. I personally have never felt as though I wanted to kill myself. I don't understand people who do, but I can understand it's mental stress, mental pain, which is very hard to deal with. And if you're not mentally strong, you can succumb to that. Not so much where you'll commit suicide, but you never know what road you might end up going down. Even when you're mentally strong, you may not be as mentally strong as you think. And that's when you learn something about yourself. Because remember, we can always be learning something. Always. Always learning something. Think about a young toddler, when you see them learning, and the joy and the smile that comes across their face when they are actually learning something for the first time. You still feel that way whether you're 4 years old or 40. It's just when you're 40 or 34, when you're learning something, it's like, oh, wow. It's the same thing, though. I never knew that. Yeah. Just like that 4-year-old who's just so happy that they're learning how to operate a remote control car or color inside the lines or read. Same thing. Learn something. once again, big shout out to my sponsor, Too Much Sauce St. Louis, 5249 Del Mar, St. Louis, Missouri. Chicken wings, fish, shrimp, the best sauces in St. Louis. St. Louis sweet and spicy, KO lemon pepper, sweet henny, garlic parmesan, barbecue, southern sweet and tangy, and hot. Wings are naked. You can have sauce on the wings or on the side. And on your shrimp and on your fish. Too Much Sauce St. Louis. Thank you. Now, it's a steady segment that I would like to introduce on my first episode. I have a fervent love for music. I really do love music in all forms. You never know what you might hear. I like to listen to lyrics, analyze lyrics. Really don't like any newer music. It would have to really catch my attention. But you know, you want to listen to something that can pique your mind, pique your interest, make you think, make you realize, how did he flip those words? How did she flip those words? What do they mean? They have an ulterior meaning. It's really a real amount of skill to do that. So, with that being said, I will always be critiquing at least one song. New, old, doesn't make a difference. Never know. I need to figure out what song I want to critique this week. And I think I got it right here. From the album Do or Die. Do or Die by AZ. A song called Rather Unique. It's one of my favorite songs for years. Pretty much describes my life or me. Check it out. A lot of things got said in that, you know, 16 bars. And like the man said, I'm rather unique. You know, that's how you have to look at yourself. You have to have some kind of outlook about yourself that sets you apart from everyone else. And that's definitely how I feel about myself. I'm rather unique. I hope you feel that way about yourself. Like the man said, how could I be weak? I'm rather unique. Thank you. Man says, surgically nice with any verbal device. That's why I listen to guys like this. That's why I listen to AZ. First of all, surgically nice. You know how nice you have to be a surgeon? You have to be precise with any verbal device. That's a microphone. Come on. when you can do lines like that, that's why I listen to guys like that. Point blank. Just saying. I think I might wrap up today's show with that. Please hit me up on Facebook, or you can email me at mrdbhill@yahoo.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram or Twitter. I don't have my Instagram account right now. I don't have the address on me. My Twitter account, Coach Hill, St. Louis Running Rebels. Hope you had a good time this evening learning something. See you again on my next episode. Thank you.